it must have been 20 in here. There was the pipes had burst. There was 4 inches of water on the floor, and it didn't run off anywhere. And then it froze.
No, Keith Cox isn't talking about being stranded in the Arctic. Cox is the director of the Sitka Sound Science Center, and he's talking about his everyday office life last winter, following Sheldon Jackson's closure.
And so it was an ice box in here. But we made
Pretty
it.
Literally.
But we made it.
I visited Cox at the Science Center a few weeks ago and found a much different scene from the apocalyptic one he described.
What the heck is that, guys? Sea urchins!
The main room of the Science Center burst with exuberant kids, hovering over the touch tanks and one-upping each other over the size of this starfish or that sea cucumber.
I found hermit crabs and sea stars and starfish.
Kyler, look how close his pincers are.
So we're from the Ventures program. We're here on a field trip teaching them about the different things here, and then we're going to go to the beach and have some fun over there.
Education, outreach, it's all part of the future vision for the Science Center. Currently, the center is hosting several AmeriCorps volunteers and a few interns. But wait a minute. If the Science Center was part of Sheldon Jackson College, why didn't it too shutter its doors a year ago? In fact, the center is one of a handful of institutions that survived the closing. Cox says it may even have been good for the place.
How might things have been different had you had the notice a year beforehand that it was closing?
Huh, that's interesting. If it would have transitioned out, I don't know how the outcome would have been. But because of the sudden closure like it was almost like there wasn't a choice. You know, it was like start digging or walk away. In a way, that was pretty helpful because it made it clearer.
After the school closed, a key group of former employees and community members came together to figure out how to keep the Science Center going. The fish don't read the news, they figured. Dan Goodness, who manages the hatchery portion of the center, recalls a groundswell of support.
Last fall, when suddenly there were no students here, and the volunteers in Sitka turned out in droves to help keep it going, those volunteers, who I call the true friends of the hatchery, helped make all of this a success. Without their help, I don't see how it possibly could have happened.
What kind of fish is that?
It's a coho.
Oh, I love coho!
You might not notice it if you were just passing by the Science Center's worn, peeling exterior. But the place is special, its supporters say. Too special to let fade away. Keith Cox says at the time of the closing, the Science Center was really gaining momentum.
You know, everybody that I talked to said, you have all the right things. You know, the building, the background, the location. We have such close proximity to the Gulf of Alaska, and we also have Sitka Sound, which is very reflective of conditions that are happening in the Gulf. We also have the Tongass National Forest in our backyard. We have a terrestrial component, we have a marine component, and it's all within a quarter mile of the Sitka Sound Science Center.
Currently, the center is relying on donations and a grant from the city. State money is on its way this fall. But even then, Cox will have to volunteer his time. He works full-time for NOAA. Cox considered going on to another faculty job after the closure, but felt the promise of the Science Center was worth a certain amount of job insecurity.
Here's what I envision. You know, you drive up in this Boston Whaler, and, you know, there's four researchers, and they've got buckets of fish and stuff that they need to process. You know, you park the boat, and then you carry these buckets into this multi-use building. It'll have big glass front panes, and so tourists could watch people processing fish. You know, in a perfect world, you know, SJ would come back, and then they would look down the hill over their shoulder and see a very successful science center.
I can see what Keith is describing. It would take some major construction and a lot more staff. But why shouldn't there be a world-class marine science center in Sitka, of all places? Whether Sheldon Jackson College students will ever again fill the space remains to be seen. But the fish will come back, this year and next.
My house is up the hill up there, and 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can hear the fish. hitting this gate right here, just going ding 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 ding, trying to get in to the headwater portion of it.
It's like their mating bell, because they're like, let me in so I can reproduce.
In Sitka, I'm Andy McDaniel.